Please stand for the prayers of the church. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. For pastors, teachers, missionaries, and all who proclaim God's word, that God would embolden them to speak his word of repentance and forgiveness. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who struggle to believe in Christ's unwavering love,
that the victory won by Christ
would pierce their darkness of doubt
and despair. And let us pray
to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are sick and recovering, especially Kai, Bev, Wyatt and Charlie, Haley, Paul, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie and Sandy, Rick, Cassidy, Addie, Monty and DJ, Carla and her family, Janine C.,
Art, Andrew,
Sorensen, Kira, Carlos, and Kathy Hammer, Peggy, Tiffany Smith, Dylan, the family of Rob Stanley, Roman and Stella, Britt Garble, Brianna, Becky Goslow, the entire Baker family as they mourn Mel's passing, Tim Erie,
Mary Griffith,
Vale family as they mourn the passing of their daughter, Rich and Nikki, Dottie, Marion Baker, Chris and Noelle Schultz as they are transitioning to their new life in Saudi Arabia. We pray that they rely on the steadfast love and faithfulness of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We also pray for those who celebrate special occasions and answered prayers, especially Ron Motluck and Joanne McDonald, and for the gift of new life with the birth of a grandchild to both Bill and Jeanette O'Connor and Mark and Sharla Kopi, that their joy may be a witness to the goodness of God. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We also pray for those in our congregation who are celebrating birthdays, Donna DeWeiss, Peggy Malcolm, and Brandy Stokes, and also for those remembering anniversaries, the Sumners and the Santoras and the Maslanics. Let us pray to the Lord.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend
all for whom we pray, trusting in your promise to hear us.